There's something in the heart of God that he always wants to meet with his people. And that's exactly what he did in what we know of as the tabernacle. My name is Chris Montgomery, pastor at Fraser Church, and thank you for joining us on this 8-week journey as we learn how to enter his presence.
Welcome to day 33 of the Tabernacle, Yearly Atonement. R.C. Sproul once said, "The idea of being the substitute and offering an atonement to satisfy the demands of God's law for others was something Christ understood as his mission from the moment he entered this world and took upon himself a human nature. He came from heaven as the gift of the Father for the express purpose of working out redemption as our substitute, doing for us what we could not possibly do for ourselves." Our text today is from Exodus chapter 30, verse 10. "Aaron shall make atonement on its horns once a year. With the blood of the sin offering of atonement, he shall make atonement for it once in the year throughout your generations. It is most holy to the Lord." Yesterday, we learned that the incense from the altar was constantly burning in the holy place of the tabernacle. Today, we realize that Aaron was to offer a sin offering on the horns of the incense altar once a year. Exodus 30, verse 10, is an essential verse connecting the Day of Atonement to the instructions found in Leviticus chapter 23, verses 26 through 32. "And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Now, on the 10th day of this 7th month is the Day of Atonement. It shall be for you a time of holy convocation. And you fast and present a food offering to the Lord. And you shall not do any work on that very day. For it is a day of atonement, to make atonement for you before the Lord your God. For whoever is not fasting on that very day shall be cut off from his people. And whoever does any work on that very day, that person I will destroy from among his people. You shall not do any work. It is a statute forever throughout your generations and all your dwelling places. It shall be to you a Sabbath of solemn rest, and you shall afflict yourselves. On the 9th day of the month, beginning at evening, from evening to evening, shall you keep your Sabbath." The Day of Atonement, also known as Yom Kippur, was the most holy day of the Israelites' feasts and festivals. On this day, the high priest followed precise scriptural commands to atone for the people's sins. This was the only day of the year when the high priest could enter the Holy of Holies. Leviticus chapter 16, verses 1 through 34, describes the process whereby Aaron and subsequent high priest would wash and put on special garments. Then he would sacrifice a bull offering for himself and his family. The blood of the bull would be carried into the holy place and sprinkled 7 times on the horns of the altar of incense before the veil of the sanctuary. Next, the high priest would carry more blood from the sacrificed bull through the veil into the Holy of Holies and sprinkle it on the mercy seat. Aaron would then bring 2 goats into the outer court. One goat would be sacrificed at the bronze altar, and the blood would be sprinkled on the mercy seat. The other goat was known as the scapegoat. Aaron would place his hands over the scapegoat and confess the sins of God's people. He would then send the goat out with an appointed man who would release the goat into the wilderness. This goat symbolizes the people's sins being carried away and the forgiveness offered to them for another year. You can see Exodus chapter 16, verses 20 and 22. So the blood of the first goat was offered in God's presence in the Holy of Holies. The second goat carried their sins away. Both actions were achieved by Jesus when he died on the cross. He offered his blood on a cross-shaped altar before God, and by his death, he carried our sins away. Today's scripture teaches us that the horns on the altar of incense were not just for decoration, but served a specific purpose in relationship to the blood sacrifice of the sin offering. When the high priest sprinkled blood on the altar 7 times, this symbolized perfection and completeness. The purpose of this act was to cleanse the altar of incense from the sins of the children of Israel and make it holy again. You can see Leviticus 16, verses 18 and 19. A sacrifice had to be made to cover sin in order to restore a right relationship with God through prayer. Through the one-time sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross, He cleansed every Christian's heart from sin and reconciled us back into a right relationship with God. It is through the blood of Jesus that we can be completely restored. It is only through His sacrificial death on the cross that we have access into God's presence. Some questions to consider. Imagine being Aaron on the Day of Atonement. What would be your thoughts as you carried the blood of sacrifice and sprinkled it 7 times on the horns of the altar of incense? What does the sacrifice of Jesus mean to your personal prayer life with the Lord? And finally, what is your response to this quote by R.C. Sproul? I rest solely in His righteousness and in His atonement because I know there is nothing I can do to make up for my own iniquity. Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.